Piccadilly Radio.
What were you doing on Thursday, May the 31st, 1984? On Top of the Pops that night, Wham made an electrifying performance at number one with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. That Choose Life t-shirt, little shorts, and a great buzzing pop song and dance routine. That evening, on Manchester's Piccadilly Radio, youngsters tuned in for a real treat. This wasn't unusual. On my nightly Timmy on the Tranny pop show, anything could happen, and often did. I've got Helen Terry from Culture Club booked on to come in. She will announce the exclusive news that she's leaving Boy George and the band to go solo. And later on tonight, Paul Morley of ZTT will come on to talk about Frankie Goes to Hollywood's new controversial hit, Two Tribes, which will be the next number one in 2 weeks' time. So the green room would have been a great place to be at 8 o'clock that night. Everyone waiting their turn and chatting together while I play the stars you've seen on Top of the Pops that night. Like the Smiths, Madness, Ultravox. So when George Michael turned up unannounced to support his pal, David Austin, who was launching a brief pop career, I put Wham on the turntable and asked this excited 20-year-old pop star, "Are you ready to come on air and take some calls?" You betcha. There's something glorious and exuberant about this show that I found in the loft. It was on a reel-to-reel quarter-inch tape that at the last moment I'd thrown onto a tape machine and hit record. It's been quietly gathering dust ever since, until I gave it to Stephanie Hurst, who digitised the tape for me, and out of the speakers came this piece of radio magic. Nothing in this show is planned. It is, as it happened, utterly live. You'll hear why George has a nickname, Yog, and what the badge on his shirt is all about. What does he think about mallet singing? Hey, I'll be number one myself one day, George. And then you'll hear him in conversation with a bunch of thrilled teenagers who seized the chance to call into Piccadilly and be put through to speak to him live on air. So what questions do you ask your pop heroes? Some are obvious. Where'd you get your clothes? Say hello to my friends. Others are quirky. Who would you chuck a custard pie at? Who shot JR? And some are poignant. Who's your favourite pop star? And years before he duetted with her, George will reveal prophetically his favourite song by the Queen of Soul. Everything about what you're going to hear is rooted in its day and time. I give out the phone number and the address at top speed. All my listeners know it off by heart anyway. Someone tonight will win signed Wham stuff. Maybe you'll hear the energy that comes from everyone being so young. Those teenagers who got through the jammed switchboard that night to congratulate him, aren't they polite? You can hear how grateful and generous he is. They'll have been greeted by friends over the next few weeks and have maybe told the story of how they once spoke to George Michael. Well, now, here's the proof that they did. This was the night. Unplanned, unexpected, and unbelievably joyous. It just happened on the very day that George Michael went to number one. Oh, by the way, I didn't take a picture, because no one thought to bring a camera that night. It's Piccadilly Radio, 1984.
Oh, I'm really into that song. I love it. It is Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And will that be number one on tonight's top three? It depends if you vote for it. Three votes, three records. 061-228-6262. Well, come on then, why do they call you Yog?
Because my real name in Greek is Yorgos, see, which is very Mediterranean, but I mean, it's not very easy to, for English people to say.
It's not really, is
so
it?
So they say Yog. It ends there, you know, Yog. So I like George better, actually.
All right, well, we'll call you George in that case. Hello, Georgie baby.
Hello there.
Hi.
So I won't be hiring you for any backing vocals, that's for sure.
Lord! You've got a fabulous badge on there. Where'd you get that from? I am one.
My mummy gave it to me. She saw me on Tuesday night and she gave me a big hug. She'd been drinking all day, I think, after the chart. And she gave me this badge, one of these I am one things. You know, you get them on the front of birthday cards. So here it is.
So that's why he's wearing it. It looks good.
I'm still
too.
Wearing it, mummy.
So congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write that song?
About half an hour. It was, where was I? I think it was in the back of a car. I usually write when there's something moving around me, you know, either on a plane or a car. It took me about half an hour, that one.
Doesn't sound like a very long time to write a big hit single.
No, it's quite. It was quite a lucky one, actually. You know, I had it all sussed by the time I got home.
Listen, what did you think of the comments young David was coming out with about you?
I didn't listen, actually. I mean, Miss Terry is outside, and I was talking to Miss Terry. We're having a very enlightening conversation. So,
what do you pop stars talk about when they're waiting to come in?
Oh, we just slag off everybody else.
Oh, really? Oh, you're having a real good. Yeah, great, love it. How did you feel about knocking Duran off the top? That must have been very satisfying.
Of course it's good for us. I mean, I was pleased that they managed to stay there as long as they did so we could come up behind them. But, you know, they'd had their 4 weeks.
Yeah. How long are you going to stay there before Frankie?
Oh, I don't know. Have you got that yet?
I've just been playing it tonight. I've played
it. I didn't hear it. Because I'm dying to hear it.
I'm going to stick it on again in about 10 minutes' time.
Oh, great. I'll listen to it then.
Okay, so we'll
I've got a feeling. I mean, people are saying, you know, that's the next number one.
They'll be going wild about it. It's also likely to be banned because apparently it's something against the Official Secrets Act.
Really? Well, I think you'll find the record, from everything I've heard, the video's going to get banned, but the record probably won't be. I mean, the BBC will be dying to get their credibility back, won't they? Let's play the Frankie
record.
Well,
I tell you what, I might just ban it because I don't like the cover. It could be, anyway. George, will you take some calls?
Yeah, fine.
Good. All right, if you'd like to speak to George Michael, 061 228 6262. Those lines are open now. You may put your questions to him. And if we flip over the single, what do we get on the other side?
We get one of the tracks that we recorded for The Tube live last year at the end of the tour.
Now, why do you like this version better than the album version?
Well, I don't know. I think it was because the album version was being recorded as it was written. This track, I actually wrote the chorus at the beginning of the album, and it was actually 2 months later that we finished it. It was the last thing we finished because I couldn't find a verse. So it was really done under too much pressure, you know. And the whole of the album, there are things about it which I really don't like, which this year are going to be, you know, so much better.
Yeah, changed and all right.
So a live version was much better.
And the song's called
A Ray of Sunshine. Ray of Sunshine
by
Wham.
Very good. You make a DJ yet, you know. Well done, George.
I did it actually in a restaurant for about 9 months. One of the most hideous jobs I've ever done. It was terrible. About 10:30, all the knives and forks we used to stop because, you know, I just said something and I used to break out into a cold sweat every night, you know, just before that. It was awful.
What other jobs have you done?
Let me see. Can I really afford to say this? This is really, you know, not very good as far as, you know, image is concerned. I've been a labourer.
Yes.
A washer-up.
Yes.
A DJ.
Yes.
A cinema usher.
Yes.
British Home Stores.
What haven't
it gets
you
worse.
What haven't you done? It's extraordinary.
It gets worse. No, actually, most of them were just part-time things. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I said if you want to speak to George Michael, you can, if you're lucky enough to get through, and those phones have gone bananas. So let's kick off and whiz through some of these. Hello, Alison in Sale.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hello, Alison.
If you had a custard pie right next year, who would you most like to throw it at?
Uh-huh. Well, Timmy's the only person here. He looks
deserving.
He looks deserving enough.
Hey! You wound him up for that, Alison, on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah. George, can you say hello to my friend called Lisa?
Hello, Lisa. Hi. Alison's friend.
Can I have your autograph, please?
Yeah, write in normal system, Alison. Yeah, write in stamped address envelope and we'll sort some out for you. Hello, Sonia.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air to George Michael.
What do you think about your single going to number one?
What would you think? I'm very pleased about it. Not as pleased as my mum, though.
Have you bought it yet?
No.
Why not?
What?
What's your excuse here, Sonia?
I don't know.
You better go out and buy it now. Hello, Duncan.
What's your favourite food, your favourite car, and how old are you, really?
My favourite food is, let me say, avocado, I think, with prawns. Mm. Favourite car is Mercedes 450, which I'm aiming at having by the end of the year. And I really am 20 years old.
So really?
I know, so butch for 20, really.
Jane, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to ask George, if you had a child, what would you call it?
If I had a child? Just tricky, that one. It would depend. If it was a girl, I don't know, what's your name?
Jane.
Jane, I might call it Jane, you never know.
Oh,
no, it's not really Jane.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
What's it really?
Paula.
Paula?
Yeah.
Paula? Oh, you wouldn't dream
of
calling Paula.
No, no, Paula's fine, actually. I know some very nice people called Paula.
What would you call him if he was a boy?
Paul. I don't know. God knows.
What do you call yours, Jane? Oh, Paula?
George. And Timmy. No,
what
really?
No, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't blame you. Let's hello on to Lucy. Hi.
Hi, George.
Hello, Lucy.
Could you tell me where you get your go-go shirts from?
The go-go shirts?
Yeah.
We had to have them made, actually. Oh. We had them made. But we are actually planning on having some made so that they can be sold via the fan club.
Is these the shirts that you wore on Top of the Pops, Yorick?
Yes. Well, I didn't wear one. I wore a different one. I can't... Well, that
Choose
was,
Life.
Choose Life. Yes, I can't advertise that. It's not actually... That was actually a designer T-shirt, which is ridiculously expensive for what it is. But the go-go ones we had made up.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Are you in the fan club?
No.
Tell us a bit about the fan club, because
the fan club,
you changed it, didn't you?
We've had to change it twice. It's a matter of getting the right thing, and it's really difficult to get it started because my mum started it off. Mum's getting loads of name checks tonight. Hello, Mum.
What's her name, by the way?
Leslie.
Hello, Leslie.
My mother's name. And we started it off with Mum, and it all got too much for the poor dear to cope with. So. It got moved on to someone else, and they didn't do a very good job, so we moved it again. So really, it's been really confusing, but everybody now is getting the new stuff, which is including all the people that have had the old stuff as well. They're all getting a whole new batch of stuff, and it's great. What I've seen of it is really good.
What do you get?
You get a really nice... When you write in just asking, you get this really nice application form back, which is all nice picture and everything. And then you get a leaflet four times a year, which is on really good quality material. With photographs which are totally exclusive to the fan club, and new information. We'll be giving the tour dates first to the fan club and album stuff, you know, all that kind of thing.
Mm. How much does it cost to join?
I think it's £3 twice yearly. Either that or it's now just £6 once a year.
All right.
It is quite expensive, but we're trying to do as much as we can, you know, to justify it.
Let's have an address for it.
God knows. God knows. We've got a new address. They've just moved it again.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know
can
it.
He, can we find
it's
out
on the it? Back of the sleeve. It should be there in front of you,
okay,
actually.
There you go.
I hope it's on the back of the sleeve. Fans, Wham Fan Club, P.O. Box 1AP, London, W1AP.
All right. We'll give you that address out a bit later on as well. Let's go to Rochdale. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, George.
Hello.
What are you wearing? Can I ask you what you're wearing at the moment, please?
Sorry, what are what?
What are you wearing at the moment?
At the moment? Thigh-length boots. No, I'm wearing...
a bucket over his head.
That's right. I've got a pair of black shoes on, white socks, black trousers. The dog doesn't approve. and I'm wearing a blue, like, overall top. Look, I look like an artist at the moment.
And a badge, which
and
says,
a badge.
I am one.
I am one.
What are you wearing, Michelle?
I am one.
Orange pants. Well, I have my orange pants on before. I've got my green ones on
there. Oh. The dog doesn't seem to mind that.
Mm. Orange is the right colour. Let's go to Sale and another Michelle. Hi.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Who would you like to be stranded on a desert island with?
Who would I like to be stranded on a desert island with? I see one of those every day. Let me see. You want to know someone famous, yeah?
Yeah.
I think probably Rachel Ward. Take the cake there.
She's nice, isn't she?
She's gorgeous.
Ooh, yeah. What about you, Michelle? Who would you be stranded on a desert island with?
George.
All right, well, I haven't seen you. I mean, if I could see you, I might, you know, be able to reciprocate.
Send photos, Michelle.
George, could you say hello to my friend Alan Whitelock?
Sorry? Could I say
hello? To my friend Alan Whitelock.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Ellen.
Who? Ellen. Ellen.
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen.
And Phil.
And Phil.
All right.
Hello, Ellen and Phil.
Hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello, Joanne.
Congratulations, George.
Thank you very much.
Out of all the videos that you've done, which is your favourite one?
To be honest, there are two. I mean, it's either Club Tropicana or it's the one that was on tonight on Top of the Pops, because at the end of the Top of the Pops one, we used all the outtakes, all the bits that we did wrong, and it's like really, I mean, some really funny moments, but you have to see the whole thing, so I suppose if you see one of those video jukeboxes or something like that, you'll catch all the really funny bits at the end. But also, I think by the end of the year, there should be a video compilation tape out.
Yeah, you know, Andrew Pushover on the video, what did you do wrong?
Well, what happened was... Andrew jumps. I jump into the picture. Then Andrew jumps into the picture. I do a spin, and we're both supposed to point. But I did the spin and kind of fell over.
Oh.
And so he kind of gave us a good old whack on the back. But there's some really funny bits. There's some funnier bits later on in the video. It's all the kind of cock ups you could probably think of. Yeah.
Out of all the clothes that you've worn, which are your favourite ones, or which you know for casual wear?
For casual wear. That Choose Life T-shirt actually is one of the favourite things I've ever bought. It was actually not intended for Top of the Pops or anything like that, but it just ended up that way. I think it's great. It's really good. It's like really hippie.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joanne. Hello, Caroline.
Hello. Hello, George.
Hello.
Could you tell me how come you got into Hazel O'Connor's video?
How did I get into Hazel O'Connor's video?
Yeah.
Well, I've met Hazel a few times at parties and various clubs. And then one day her management phoned up my management and said, would George like to appear in a video? And I thought, well, it should be a laugh, you know, and I like Hazel. She's a really good friend. And next thing I knew, we were kind of on a sofa together in a video.
Yeah!
And the extension from that was like, you know, stories in the sun about our huge romance and how we were moving in together and all that kind of thing. Mm. So, you know, it turned out for a very strange event, but that was how it came about.
All right. I think you make a good couple.
Thank you.
By the way, could you say hello to Nicola McNamara and Helen Tilby, who loves you?
Hello, Nicola and Helen.
Hi. Hello, Rosalind.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hello, Rosalind.
I can just congratulate you on getting to number one.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for doing a great concert in Manchester.
Great. That was one of the best concerts on the tour.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Can I just ask you what pop groups you admire that are around at the moment?
What pop groups I admire?
Yeah.
There are... How boring. Who said that?
It's our Grace. She's mental.
All right, then. I think... there aren't very... I wouldn't say admire... I don't usually actually admire. I have respect for a couple of bands about... I really like Roxy music, and I think Culture Club, as far as contemporaries... I'm only saying this because Helen's outside. No, I think Culture Club, as far as contemporaries are concerned, are the only band I really can stomach listening to a whole album of, I think.
All right. Thank you for your call, Rosalind. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, George.
Hello.
What is your favourite all-time record, and what is your favourite record by Wham?
This is really bad. Actually, somebody said to me the other day, your favourite all-time record changes every 2 weeks, because someone asks me it every 2 weeks, and I think, well, what should I say this time? But I think probably Avalon by Roxy Music. This is just being repetitive here. But Avalon by Roxy Music, or Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. And of the Wham records, I must admit, I think the new one is the best one we've ever made.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, George, I'd like to ask you, what's your most embarrassing moment you've had while you've been in Wham?
My most embarrassing moment? is that on or off stage?
On stage.
Oh, on stage? I fell over, I think. I fell over, yeah, we were doing something in Japan. And I went absolutely flying across the stage and ended up, you know, on my bum. So that was about the worst. Off stage, it was yesterday. I got attacked in the middle of a very crowded street by a lot of young females. Sweet as they were, they did leave me looking rather stupid because my hair was all over the place. And one of my shirt was halfway down my arm. And I had to walk the entire length of the street with people laughing, you know.
Mm.
And someone goes, oh, you've got a hard life, haven't you, mate?
That kind of thing. Yeah, it's all right for sure. Hello, is this Fiona?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, George.
Hi, Fiona.
Congratulations on number one.
Thank you very much.
Right. Who do you think shot Bobby Ewing?
Bobby Ewing? I didn't watch it. I've got a suspicion. I saw one of the programmes about 3 weeks before, and it looked like Peter was quite a contender. You know young Peter?
Yeah.
I got a feeling Peter did it, because he's the kind of thing that you could like write in and then write out again.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon, Fiona?
I think it was Aston.
You do?
Who?
Yeah.
Sorry. Is
you
Aston
know, Chris
the...
Barnes' girlfriend.
Oh, I know, yes.
Which is your favourite TV programme, then?
Favourite TV programme? I only actually watch Top of the Pops nowadays, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
and I watch the young ones occasionally, just to laugh, like, twice. But I don't really watch much TV.
Would you like to make your own TV show?
Would I like to?
Yeah.
I think we've got plans for a TV special, actually.
Hey, well, come on, tell us the details.
Oh, no, I can't give you any details. There aren't any yet.
Listen, come on. You're not
there really aren't any now. There really aren't any yet, but it would be nice.
All right. Well, we've got some copies of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go to give away.
Great.
And we're going to do a writing competition. And the question is, George.
The question is, in a very, what's the word, a very popular magazine, which comes out once a week, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, they gave the exclusive title of our new single, which actually turned out to be totally wrong. because we threw that single away. So could you please tell me what the name of that single was going to be?
Okay, now was this only in that one magazine?
Just in the one magazine, yeah.
Okay, so if you've got back copies of it, what, about 2 months ago?
About 2 months ago, yeah.
Then that's something to look for. And write in, please, too, to me on the tranny. Wham! Competition, Piccadilly Radio, PO Box 261 in Manchester. And there are copies of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go to give away. And what else?
Can I have one?
Shut up, you. What else have we got to give away? You're going to give us your badge?
My badge? You're joking. My mother would kill me.
All right, give us your shirt then.
No. My bank account. My bank account would suffer if I had to buy another one of these.
All right. Well, listen. Before you go, you're going to sign lots and lots of things for us, aren't you?
Yes.
You
loads.
Are. Yes. So that if you want an autograph, then you send in a stamped address envelope, usual thing, to Piccadilly Radio, PO Box 261 in Manchester, and stick on the envelope, please. Wham! Autograph. Now, off the LP, fantastic. Are you fed up with that now? Do you hate it?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth. Yes. Yes, I do, but there's a couple of tracks I can still listen to, you know.
Yes, like?
Without hiding under the covers at night. Like Nothing Looks the Same in the Lights.
All right, let's bung that on now. And thanks very much for coming in, George.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
All right. We've got Helen Taylor coming along after the news at 10, and we've also got another play of Frankie Goes to Hollywood as well, so stay tuned to Piccadilly.
Is that the direction that George Michael is going to be taking when he goes solo? Please be kind. Don't change your mind. I'm Timmy Mallett, and that was 20-year-old George on the very day he went to number one. Search for more Timmy Mallett archives. There may be something else lurking in the loft.